history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning. Just got to say that last song was beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Right. This is really quite... This takes us in a few little different directions, this one, but it's all good. Right, last December, some divers returning to the Spanish island of El Hierro in the Canaries in the Atlantic when a 4-metre whale calf swam past their boat.
Four metres? Whew.
It's a little baby.
It's still pretty big, baby.
So one of them just took a quick video of it, and obviously they put it online. And then hours later, the whale researching community went absolutely bonkers.
Ooh.
Because what it was a North Atlantic right whale.
A right whale?
Right whale with an R, no W, right?
Because
I thought that's how they spell it. Anyway, it's one of the world's most endangered whales. What made the encounter extraordinary was the recently born calf was spotted thousands of miles away from the species' usual haunts along the eastern seaboard of Canada and the US.
Oh, whoa.
So they're spreading.
Yes, and they've been considered extinct on the European side of the Atlantic for over 100 years.
Wow.
After centuries of whaling had wiped them all out, no traces of them anywhere.
That's terrible, but so are they saying that this whale was heading in that direction?
Well, this could suggest that the right whales might be recolonising.
Yeah.
Should really know that word, shouldn't I, being English? They've been recolonising the North Atlantic on the European and African side. This is what they're hoping.
But well, that's exciting.
But this is what done me in a little bit, right? Since 2017, records show that 47 North Atlantic right whales have been found dead or seriously injured, which is a devastating blow for the species. There's only 400 of them.
Wow.
Far out.
Most of these interactions with humans, they've turned up, they've been caught in fishing nets, nursing deep wounds from ship strikes, or spinning out from, like, just ocean noise.
Oh, that's awful. Ocean noise one's really interesting. We've kind of talked about that before on the Mind Trench.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I think you don't necessarily think about being even a thing that exists, but it really screws up migration patterns for all sorts of animals under the sea.
Well, researchers began to fear that the species would be the first whales to become extinct in modern times. But I didn't realise, right, the right whale is the first, it was the first species to be protected by law since 1935.
Wow.
Far out.
But that's like 86 years and there's only 400 of them.
That is crazy.
I think that might have been 1835. I think that might have been 2008 yesterday, because that's not really that many, is it? When you look at the humpback whale, right, which was a protected species in 1970, since then they number in their tens of thousands.
I wonder what's stopping them from reproducing.
Well,
it's come prepared.
what happened to the humpback whale is probably the greatest conservation success story in the 20th century, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether this is because of the PR job humpback whales do for themselves, right? Whenever you think of whales with a H, I bet you the first thing you think of is them jumping out of the water, tail slapping.
Yeah.
Doing all that.
Doing like really good stuff. Whereas the right whale is a slow-moving lump.
But
apart from diving for food, does nothing.
Oh, it just chills. It's just a
chills
chiller.
Out, and it swims around. It swims around coastal waters, which was really bad for it. It's very slow, and when they kill it, it floats, which is a triple whammy for it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So that is why whalers just loved them, because they didn't do anything.
They were very easy.
The floating thing. If you imagine a whale is rather heavy.
Quite heavy to haul out of the ocean.
What's happened now is their normal feeding grounds in Canada and North America was a protected area, and they made sure boats weren't going through it and all that. But because of the oceans warming up due to global warming, their food source has actually moved, and it's moved into a real, real busy shipping lane in Canada. So the Canadian government are trying to get together with all the shipping people and all that, and trying to sort it out.
That's wow. That's great to hear that that's all happening, but it's kind of depressing when you think, why is it taking so long? And also when you just have that like small number, like 400. No wonder they were so excited to see a calf. Yeah. That's very awesome.
The only thing is they didn't see the mother, but I think the mother was probably there. There was only a real... When they found out what it was, everybody like schlepped to where they'd seen them, but there was no sign of anything, so...
They'd gapped it, probably sensibly. I would say
it's another one of those things. It's why we shouldn't really be here, should we?
I feel like the ocean is their zone, you know, and we're just like dipping our hands in.
Exactly. It's like with shark attacks, you know. As I said before, if they attacked me at a cash machine on Queen Street, I'd have every right to be angry. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
No, don't know why Great White would want to get money out, but you know.
Who knows? You might be doing some shady deals.
So you know, it's good and bad at the same time. In 86 years to only have that small amount. It's getting close to almost being wiped out.
It's pretty grim.
I wonder if they actually live super, super deep, and actually there's hundreds of them down super deep.
Hopefully.
And one just happened to float to the surface.
Hopefully.
And actually they've got a full-blown colonisation.
We'll think like that then, Tess. Yeah, we'll think like that.
Someone says they were called the right whale because it was the right whale to hunt. And I don't think this person's making a joke, but I also don't know if they're correct or not.
I don't know. That sounds quite possible, because I say they love them because they didn't go very fast.
We had about 6 texts in saying that.
I think their phone just...
From different people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think their phone just maybe freaked out.
Might be one person with 6 numbers.
And everyone's saying, idiot humans, I'm with you there.
Oh, yeah, it's just like, sometimes like, what are we doing? Just because someone could... I mean, when they used to hunt whales before, it was for like light and stuff like that, wasn't it? All the fat was used in lighting and perfume and stuff. Just
terrible.
Ridiculous. Anyway, that's that. I have a poem.
All right, I'm going to hit it then.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is on the back of last week's one, when I said things I didn't like, and I didn't want people to think I was a miserable bastard, so I've done one on some of the things I love. This isn't all of them, this is some of them. Right?
Nice.
Tess's coffee, it's like drinking a cloud, and listening to my favourite music, but not really loud. People that are respectful and wear masks when they should. I'll keep banging on about it until everybody does it, because it's for everyone's good. Roast potatoes, crunchy peanut butter, minted peas and raspberry jam. I love all this stuff. I'm its number one fan. Bill Bailey, Bob Mortimer, Stephen Fry, and not forgetting Jonathan Pye. To me, comic geniuses that make me laugh so much I cry. And TV shows, This Country, People Do Nothing, and of course, Emmerdale, the farmer drama. And I'm a great believer in that beautiful thing, karma. Anything by Bowie, Lee Scratch Perry and Massive Attack. And you can't go past Kylo Ren and Cocoa Pops, the perfect midnight snack. milk stout in a freezing cold glass. And I know Tottenham are playing real rubbish at the moment, but we will again be class. And finally, not forgetting Yorkshire tea. This is all 100% me.
Hey! I got to say, I think that's one of my favourites, Rob. That was lovely.
I also love crunchy peanut butter and raspberry jam and Cocoa Pops.
All in the same sandwich.
Oh, yes.
I was actually thinking that yesterday, is getting some chocolate spread and raspberry jam sandwich.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Top tier,
like
I have to say.
But with Cocoa Pops, because it's crunchy.
Yeah, I like that. Thinking about the textures. Thank you very much, Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And in fitting with that poem that you just told us,